My own interest in the coming drugs certainly did not wane in the time. I've always had a queer little twist towards metaphysics in my mind. I've always been given to paradoxes about space and time. And it seemed to me that Gibbon was really preparing no less than the absolute acceleration of life. Suppose a man repeatedly dosed with such a preparation. He would live an active and record life indeed, but he would be an adult at 11, middle-aged at 25, and by 30 well on the road to senile decay. It seemed to me that so far, Gibbon was only going to do for anyone who took his drug exactly what nature has done for the Jews and Orientals, who are men in their teens and aged by 50, and quicker in thought and act than we are all the time.